The stated goal of the Bay Delta Conservation Plan is to restore the ecology of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and protect the water that supplies two-thirds of the state's population and thousands of acres of Central Valley farms. The plan and its corresponding 25,000 pages of environmental documents are now available online. Mark Cowan is director of the California Department of Water Resources.
This is a very significant milestone. After a whole lot of talk, we're finally at the public comment period, so we take this very seriously. We want the opportunity to hear what the public has to say. We'll continue to further refine the plan.
Cowan says the department has made several changes since the drafts earlier this year. They include greater protection measures for the Sandhill Crane during construction of the tunnels, additional fish studies for the new water intakes along the Sacramento River, and setting up a $450 million fund to support the adaptive management process if additional water supply is needed. But people who live in the Delta and some environmental groups say the changes are not an improvement. OSHA Meserve is with the organization Local Agencies of the North Delta.
We added up how tall this plan would be. If anybody would dare to print it out, it would be 9 feet tall. After all that work, all that money dumped into this hole, it still does not conserve species.
Critics say the tunnels would ruin farming and communities as well as the Delta's way of life. The official 120-day public comment period begins on Friday. Amy Quinton, Capital Public Radio News.